Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking the fact that Kanye might be on Clubhouse with Elon Musk. Elon surprised everybody when 2 hours ago, he tweeted out, just agreed to do Clubhouse with Kanye West, which cracks me up. You can see my tweet down here, but it just makes me laugh because even though he's saying, you know, I just agreed to do Clubhouse with Kanye West, it sounds like he's like tweeting to himself to pump himself up, like, just agree, man, just agree. Come on, you got this. Just agree to do it, which, I don't know, just amuses me. But what does this mean, right? I know there's some people that are familiar with Clubhouse, others that aren't. And you can see here that there's an article, What is Clubhouse, from PC Mag, which is a website I never thought I'd go on. But what is Clubhouse? The invite-only chat app explained. So you can see it's essentially just this. You create a room, you invite people to it, they appear as just their profile pictures, and they listen to you or you and other people talk. You can grant people the ability to speak. It's essentially like Zoom on your phone, just with no video components. And you can kind of like host shows or host meetings and have conversations. So PC Mag says, think of it as an audio chat social network, or as PC Mag's Jordan Miner says in our review, what if Twitter was a podcast you lived inside of? The thing though right now is that it is invite only. So an existing user has to invite you to the platform, meaning there's this little bit of like exclusivity to it going on right now, which when you're having Elon and Kanye on, creates a furor of people looking for invites. So all over our Kanye, what's up ever, Twitter, there's just people being like, can I get invited? Can I get invited? Who needs an invite? Which I need an invite. So if you have one, please, by all means, DM me at Kanye Podcast on Twitter, or tweet at me at Kanye Podcast at Twitter and let me follow you so that we can DM. But currently looking for that. So it looks like that's a thing that is going to be happening. And you can see here that there's this guy, Sriram. It says, yes, this will be on Good Time. Stay tuned, folks. Care of Elon Musk. And Sriram, this Good Time thing, he hosts a show on Clubhouse called Good Time. So, and you can see that he's saying here, we're working on scheduling. As soon as we know, you will know. We will also have some other exciting guests in the works. Patience, stay tuned for all. And then once again, we don't know the timing yet. I'll let you know as soon as we know. Which, if you're a Kanye fan, this is a little bit of a familiar story, right? Like, there's the exciting news, Kanye's going to be on Clubhouse. And now it's coming back to when, and the answer being up in the air, as so much is with Kanye these days. When's the album coming out? When's Yeezy Gap coming out? When are my vinyls going to ship? When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? And so he seems like he's agreed to do this with Elon, but then at the same time, when will it happen? Is it going to be tonight? Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be over the weekend? Is Kanye going to agree to tonight, then push it to tomorrow, then push it to the weekend, and then nothing ever? So we'll have to see if a date gets announced, or when it does get announced. And when that happens, I'll tweet it. I'll make a video about it and we can follow up. The main question, though, is how will we be able to listen to it? Because apparently the rooms cap at 5,000 people in a room at once. There can be spillover rooms, but if you're not in there, say you don't get an invite, you don't get to listen, what happens then? I don't know if Clubhouse will put something like that out. I don't know if this Good Time goes out on YouTube or something after they record it. I'll have to do some more research on that and we can see what happens. Just join Clubhouse, the Good Time show. Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure somebody will record it, but also maybe we can just pester this guy after it happens and be like, hey, can we get an audio of it? Can we get an audio of it? Yada, yada, yada. But I'm sure there'll be details that emerge. And of course, if I get to listen to it, get to hear something after, or just am reading things about it, we'll have a video going over the major points and answering any questions that you might have about the interview. You can see here that Sriram, on this post by JG Yassi, says, Boo has been on the app for a couple months. He knows how it works. Hopefully he can help Kanye navigate it successfully. I don't know if Kanye would have any issues navigating the app, but I do think it bodes somewhat well that this is something that Boo has been involved in, has interest in. I don't know why I feel that way. It just makes me feel like Kanye's a little bit more likely to do it if somebody like Boo is already part of it or been active on it and can just be like, oh yeah, Kanye, it's easy. Like, you know, your boy Elon wants to help you. Let's do this thing, hopefully. And then What's Up Ever said, Elon Musk is doing a Clubhouse with Kanye. Journalists also believe Kanye is previewing some music tonight on the call. Will he play LP10? The Dame Dash Studios app is coming out later today as well. So that's a lot of stuff. and I don't know what the answer is to this. I tried finding like the journalists that are saying that Kanye is going to preview music, but I didn't see anything like that. I didn't see any posts on What's Up Ever about it. I didn't see any posts on Twitter about it. I asked and haven't got a response. So I'm sure they're dealing with a lot of responses. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe you will preview new music, but I don't know. So that's something that's still up in the air. And then the Dame Dash Studios app is something that we were keeping an eye on, right? Because the With Child movie, and Dame was going to release a magazine, and it looked like it had some With Child stuff in it, some Donda album cover stuff in it. So we're kind of waiting to see. And even What's Up Ever said that on the mock-ups of the website, let's find this. What's that? 21 hours ago? Huh. Oh, Casey Pluto. On the mock-ups of the website, you can see that Yeezy TV is something over here in the corner, right? That's not a good photo, but Yeezy TV right there off in the corner. So it does look like as part of the Dame Dash app that there's something Kanye related, but again, who knows? And this app still hasn't launched. So that's another thing. Like, maybe that does come out today. Maybe they're going to promote it on this thing. I have no idea, but it does seem like there's some momentum potentially happening around whatever is happening today, which, you know, it's the College Dropout's 17th birthday. It's my birthday today. So what a good day for things to happen. And you can see here, Sriram is Andreessen Horowitz's latest general partner. So he's very much like in the tech world, and he hosts this Good Time show on Clubhouse. His recent talk with Tesla CEO Elon Musk was something of a watershed moment for the audio chat platform, driving plenty of new attention to the budding app. And you can see he used to work for Twitter and do a bunch of other things. Where is that? LinkedIn. Here we go. Back to his LinkedIn. So general partner at Andreessen Horowitz. He was investor and advisor at various product at Twitter, product at Snap Inc., and product at Facebook. So very much in the tech space, which dovetails nicely with the fact that it seems like Kanye has been getting more involved with the tech space. I made a video a couple weeks back going over this article here, and the fact that it seemed Kanye had been working with Kano, this company, on some kind of secret project that I have more details on, but I'm not allowed to talk about. It's kind of like Fight Club, right? It's Fight Kano. Kano Club, but Kanye has been working a lot with Alex Klein here and getting more involved with people in Silicon Valley. So the fact that he would not only be talking to Elon, but looking to talk with someone like Sriram is probably really telling, just in the fact that Kanye is looking to get into this world a little bit more. So it seems like the step into Clubhouse is definitely a way to make that happen and to continue to raise his profile in that space. So we'll see what more information comes out from this. Maybe Elon has tweeted something in the time that I've been recording this video. No, he hasn't. He did say the most entertaining outcome is the most likely, which I think just saying it's going to be a good time, it should be funny. Like, I mean, Elon and Kanye are good friends, right? It's not like Kanye talking to a stranger, and I can only imagine the conversations that they have or where this might go to. So that's all that I have for this video. Just a reminder that our podcast, Watching the Throne, A Lyrical Analysis of Kanye West, is now no longer Patreon exclusive for all of the available episodes. So you can go and listen to our season on Jesus is King, Yay, Kids See Ghosts, College Dropout, of course, and then we just started releasing our 2.0 season of Late Registration, and we're still going to have early releases for episodes on Patreon if you still want to support us on there and get early access and ad-free content when it comes to the graduation episodes that we're currently recording. We just did Harder, Better, Stronger. We did Stronger yesterday, and then tomorrow we're actually recording I Wonder, and then Friday Good Life. So progressing into that. So if you want to follow all of the episodes and get the lyrical analysis that will forever change how you listen to Kanye's music, it's on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts. So that's it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.